You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New York City After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New York City After Show.
Never underestimate a woman born and raised in New York City.
Go Aviva.
The princess, but I'm definitely not a drama queen.
That is true. My success is built on making women look and feel their best.
Holla!
Some people living elegantly just comes naturally.
As you guys might have guessed, Bing
is
for doing.
I'm not afraid to say what everyone else is thinking.
And we are here doing another AfterBuzz After Show for The
Some
Real Housewives,
spice
guys.
Up any party.
Season 5, episode number 12, called... It's all how you spin it. Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm your host, Kristen Carney, here with the most loveliest of men, Yermon Gur. We have two lovely ladies as well, of course, Molly Harper and Anna Koppel. If you guys would be so kind to give us your Twitter handles.
Oh, sure. Hi, everybody. You can follow me on Twitter at Yermon Gur, Yermangur.
Hi, everyone. You can follow me at Molly Comedy. That's Molly with a Y, comedy.
And I am Anna Koppel. You can follow me at Koppel for Mayor, KOPPELFORMAYOR.
And of course, you can follow me at Kristen Carney. I've claimed it. The number one spot on Twitter is the at Kristen Carney. So I've got it, luckily, before it was bought by big corporations.
Rocket.
Before we get started, I want to say thanks to everyone listening on iTunes. We really appreciate you guys. Would appreciate it even more if you went and rated and commented. Mm-hmm. Helps us out here at AfterBuzz a lot, and it keeps us bringing more goods to you.
And I want to throw in here, we bring you here, we bring great shows for free, and I know you guys are listening, and we haven't we can see you, we can feel you, and we haven't gotten a rate or a comment in a long time.
So here's what I know, Anna. AfterBuzz is going to be really, really cool in a few months. This I know, right? Now, when the time comes and people are going to be like, wow, what about that AfterBuzz? It's really the cool thing to know or do. And when you go to say, hey, you know what? I've been listening to these girls for a long time. They'll be like, no, you haven't. You didn't. What the hell do you know?
Right.
You're not cool. But if you rate and comment now and tell your friends now, then you're part of the Cool Kids Club. You're the trendsetter.
Yeah.
And by rating and commenting now, that's a timestamp.
It's kind of like you had a huge favorite band or a band that was small that's now huge, and you claim them. Like, I listened to Coldplay before Coldplay was big, but I have no proof of that, except my CD that you could also buy now. So if you guys want to claim the spot of fanhood at AfterBuzz TV, you can do that right on our iTunes page. And you can also, if you guys listen to a lot of podcasts, especially on AfterBuzz, you can download the iTunes app, which is free, and it helps you store and organize all your podcasts, so it makes listening really easy. But on to tonight's show, or last night's show. We continued from last week's episode, which is so funny to bring back that old school To Be Continued logo.
Right.
Felt so
that.
90s. It felt like in line that. With Heather.
It did.
It was so 90s for Heather. Well, it was focused really around Heather and Aviva. And, of course, Ramona threw herself into it as well. What do you guys think? Should Heather – was that wrong of Heather to call Mario's wife crazy to his face? Or was it just a spade calling a spade? Or something like that?
You know, I never think – it's respectful because she was basically doing what she was upset with the group for doing, which was talking behind her somebody's back. I think to say to Ramona, hey, guess what, you're crazy pants, would have been okay. But to say, hey, your wife is crazy, it is not so kosher.
Yeah, it's not kosher. What do you think, Molly?
Well, I'm not Jewish, so I can't speak for its kosherability, but I know Anna has been on the Jewish campaign for a while. So, I actually, campaign. It didn't. No, I'm just kidding. Like, you throw it in here and there. But I actually, yeah. I actually wasn't bothered by it because the way Ramona behaved was so out of line that I think Heather being human and having a little bit of frustration and saying, your wife is crazy. To me, that's all she said. Your wife is crazy. She didn't go off on it. She just said, your wife is crazy out of a moment of frustration. But I think she remained classy and tactful throughout the entire thing. And Ramona's the one that looked like an idiot, not Heather. So it didn't bother me that she said that.
Yeah, well,
I probably would have said worse.
She was right. Absolutely. Yeah, she was right. And Heather, I think, remained having... Everyone basically was against her except Carol, of course, because Carol's never against anybody. So it's hard to be kind of ganged up on, in a sense, when you're trying to speak of something you care about. So Heather did. She stayed very well-spoken through the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But you could see that she was slightly flustered because she did, in a sense, almost look like she was going to cry.
Yeah,
I probably would have started crying out of frustration. I think Heather was really kind of strong. But Ramona, I want to, like, go back to, like, our episode one and just erase some of my comments on supporting Ramona.
And likewise, I want to erase all the negative things I said about Heather. And it's funny how much I feel like my emotions about these women have changed over the last 12
years.
Yeah.
I mean, I do still think Heather is a little fake in certain ways. It's the, hey, I know it's her, and she thinks it's genuine because she's done it so long, probably, that she would perceive it as genuine. I don't necessarily find it totally genuine. But I am on her side in the sense that she is 100% more sane. Just because I don't think you're genuine doesn't mean I think you're not sane.
Right.
And Ramona has been crazy from the get-go. And it felt to me, I felt like Mario, of course he would defend his wife, but to me it felt a little bit, even like Mario, a man, went back to high school.
So that whole thing, in my opinion, that whole thing was a big storm of magnanimous proportions from start to finish. In my opinion, everybody was wrong to a certain degree. Heather was probably in the lowest portion of that certain degree. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Ramona was like the other end of the spectrum. But that whole two people on one corner, three people, somebody leaves, they start talking behind their back, they start talking behind their back, then they start talking about them, they're accusing them of talking behind their back. All of a sudden, it became one of those situations where nobody was in the clear. Not one single person was technically in the clear, and it became the most unrealistically, horribly portrayed high school, like, schoolyard verbal brawl that right. I've ever witnessed until, and then Mario had to go stick his nose into it. Mario, I'm sorry, but you lost man points. You lost man points. I don't know what you were trying to do.
You gained woman points.
You gained woman points. Congratulations. Two thumbs. But he lost man points for me. If you're going to stick up for your wife, if that's the way you stick up for your wife, then I don't really have to take notes from you.
I agree with Mario sticking up for his wife in the Luann Jacques situation with the wine. I would be protective over my wife and see that was mean-spirited. But Heather wasn't being mean-spirited toward only Ramona at all. Heather wasn't really being mean-spirited at all. She was basically saying, I don't think talking about people is right in general about everyone who was talking about Jacques and Luann. And then Ramona took it personally because she wanted to take it personally. And like Heather said, your wife thinks the whole world revolves around her. And I don't necessarily think Ramona always thinks the whole world revolves around her, but I think she's ready to pounce on Heather for nothing. Really, you know, with the Sonia thing, there was really nothing to pounce on Heather about with that. Heather was trying to help her, and Ramona was ready to bite, you know, at the drop of a hat.
What was the bit with Ramona behind Heather's shoulder? What was
yes,
that?
Yes, that's what I asked you guys. If you saw that last week, her head was bobbling,
what was
her
that
eyes
bit?
Were going.
And like, did somebody from the producers say, what we think you should do is just go behind Heather and act like that 3-year-old version of yourself when you're like, ooh, 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 I'm going to get some dirt. What was that?
And why didn't Aviva say anything?
Yeah. So that's the thing. At one point, it became everybody throwing the blame about whatever they thought was going on onto somebody else. Nobody just said, we're all doing something wrong. Let's just either squash it or hammer it out like adults. Instead, it got edited to the point where just watching it made me really, really sad.
Well, we've got the scoop on that in the news and gossip story. Ooh. About Aviva taking Ramona side.
Interesting.
Well, on Sonia's blog, she wrote, Ramona was so cute when she was standing behind Heather, listening into Heather talking about people talking behind other people's backs. Like,
who wrote that?
Sonia.
Of course.
Yeah. Cute was the word used?
Ramona was so cute.
Sure.
Well, Sonia and Ramona are the epitome of, like, cackling women. Like, they,
they're the two stepsisters in Cinderella.
They are! Oh,
good
my
call.
God!
Good call.
Oh, yeah. This whole time I've been trying to figure it out. That's exactly what they are. You know, Ramona runs away to Sonia, and they're over away like, we're too above this, so we're going to laugh, and we think it's so hilarious, but they're not above it. They're participating more than anyone else.
Well, the thing, the reason I think that Aviv, that Ramona and Sonia team up together, well, A, is their history, but B, I think they're the least intelligent of the women. So they were like, well, the two of us makes us almost as smart as one whole person as far as the other women go. So that's why they always team up together, because they kind of need each other. You know, as Carol later pointed out, they were holding hands in the whole meeting, which we'll get to, but right. they need each other so much to stand up to even one of the other women.
Right.
You know, and Heather, like her or not, she's an intelligent woman, and they probably find that intimidating.
Yeah, yeah, of course. And I don't think the thing is, Ramona was on the show before Sonia was on the show. So Ramona did exist without Sonia. But yeah, she's taken her on as an IQ crutch.
But had Sonia known Ramona before she came on the show?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
My favorite part of the whole thing, now that we got to see the argument play out more than we did last week, was that Heather's shirt just said drop dead the whole time. She's like, I just wanted to...
Well, no, it's...
She should have just went silent and just been like...
I know. It was just
reference,
so suitable.
Just made gestures towards, read the shirt, and go away.
Exactly. I think she wore that on purpose because she knew something was coming.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Next time, stitch on those sparkles that say Ramona on the back. So right, I think that didn't resolve anything. It only further perpetuated where it didn't even leave off on anything closure. Heather was leaving, and they basically were like, bye, bye.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, when Heather said to Aviva, Why are you siding with Ramona so much? You're playing with fire. I agree. And I think that Aviva should have said, like, Ramona's right behind you. She should have given her a hint. I feel like, I don't know what's going on with Aviva, why she sides with Ramona like that, because she just seems smarter than that to me. I don't really get why she would side with Ramona.
Well, don't worry. Her behavior later on in the episode just did everything else to completely... turn everybody's view and go, wait, what?
Yeah, I think the shift is coming in Aviva. But we do have a follow-up on that question that you asked during the news and gossip, because we have a little story on that exact answer regarding why she was backing up Ramona.
Did you guys notice something about Aviva? She has a very nervous blinking habit.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
When she's nervous and when she's confronted, she just blinks incessantly.
Yeah.
And she was blinking that whole party. So maybe she couldn't even see what was going on. Blinking the whole time. Who knows?
That's how cartoons are made.
It's unlike Ramona, who never blinks.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So that whole scene didn't resolve in anything, and then we just went right into what? I didn't understand the point of that party.
Well, the party was Sonia's friend was throwing it, and, you know, it went horribly, as
great.
We would assume.
Super.
So then so this is where Aviva is starting to make the transformation from a Ramona fan to a Ramona hater.
Right.
When we see her in her amazing body at that cycling event that she had.
Mm-hmm.
So all the ladies show up. Regardless, Luann has no idea that it's a charity event. She just thinks she's cycling.
Right.
Her motivation to get there is... body shape, not extra body parts for children.
Right.
And Aviva is just like so generous and is like, well, but at least she showed up.
Was nice of
her. She made a comment. She's like, okay, well, I'm gonna make sure they have my card.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Now everything's okay. Yeah. Now that they've got Luann's credit card, we're great.
And it gets declined.
Yeah.
I thought she meant business card. Like, they'll have my contact details.
Maybe. Who knows? With her, I'm sure. Maybe.
She's going to ask for something from them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
can I have some of this workout gear while I'm here? Is that possible?
I can model it for you.
I'll wear it in a photo shoot.
Yeah.
Right. And Carol shows up, and Carol does not like to exercise. And it's like, Carol, you can't say that on television when you have a body like that.
Yeah.
Your body's too amazing. You can't make so many women at home watching want your body. You can't say, oh,
right.
I hate
is that possible?
I think her body type. I mean, they keep showing that preview of her in St. Bart's and in her bathing suit, and she looks amazing.
Right, but is that possible? Is it possible that she looks the way she does with no exercise?
I believe her.
Yeah.
And
her,
pizza nights.
Her high school picture, you could tell she was very lean.
I don't have an opinion. I'm just asking.
She's Italian. Her maiden name. I mean, she's Italian.
Gotcha.
And she was a De Stefano. I don't know. Something. Yeah, she's Italian. They're all skinny. Like Kristen.
Yeah. Well, mine's from stress. Hers is probably just hers is from being happy and content. But Carol shows up, and we also have Heather show up a little bit late. And Heather had just gotten in the fight with Aviva the night before.
Yeah.
Because in the interview, she said last night. So we knew it happened pretty quickly. And I thought it was generous of Heather to give Aviva a kiss on the cheek and congratulations. And there was no animosity that we could see on camera.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no.
What do you guys?
I thought she was super professional. She showed up. She said it herself. This isn't about, you know, there were things that happened that I wasn't a big fan of as far as Aviva is concerned, but this is for the kids.
Yeah.
And so I'm here.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Heather's a good person.
Is it just me, or would you guys stop cycling once you turned on Money Can't Buy You Class? I'd be like, well, that means I'm out then. Yeah. I have no motivation left.
My favorite part of that was the fun moment that I was mentioning earlier when, I don't know if anybody caught it, but at one point when she hears the song and everybody's like, oh, that's fantastic. And Aviva's like, oh, you go, girl. She turns to Luann and she just gets ready for the high five. And Luann completely leaves her hanging, has no clue she's being asked to high five. It's the most awkward look. To me, that's always one of the most awkward looking things when somebody goes, oh, yeah, all right. Yeah,
something you would do, yeah, I'm a feeling.
Exactly. Exactly. It's happened to me plenty of times. It's awkward. I'm just saying it was a pretty funny moment.
Yeah. The whole thing I thought was kind of entertaining to watch, but Aviva spoke about her leg, and it was funny the way she was holding the mic because it was a headset like we're wearing, and she was just like kind of gripping it by the side, like, thank you, everybody, for coming. Yeah. My first thought was, okay, they're in a cycling class. People are probably there because it's a charity event. But to me at the time, I thought, how much money can they really raise at a cycling class? Like, what's class? Maybe like $20 or something, and maybe a couple people are throwing in extra money. And I wrote down, like, what the heck can they do with this little amount of money? And then we see they buy someone running legs, which was really insanely beautiful and nice.
Yeah.
But I really didn't think they'd be able to have that much money. Do you think people that?
No, absolutely not. Because as Aviva said before, prosthetics start at $8,000. And they go up to over 100,000. I imagine hers is more in the 100,000 range because hers functions like a real leg.
Right.
But
the running legs are also specialized, and I think those start around 20,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they probably made
Aviva,
$1,000 that day.
The way Aviva phrased it was that it came from that cycling event.
Well, I mean, it's possible. They may have garnered extra charitable donations. You know, who knows? Maybe some of those people were like, well, I'm here for cycling, but here's a check for, you know, $500 or here's a check for $1,000.
Luann made sure they had her card.
They had her card. They had Luann's card, and, you know, so there you have it.
So they basically had Jock's card. But before we get into, like, the beautiful moment, because I do want to talk about that, it really made me teary-eyed with the
I cried the whole segment.
Legs. Yeah. Aviva got really protective at Ramona's lunch.
Yes.
You know, obviously. And Sonia did exactly what she did to Luann in regards to getting pregnant, that she did to Aviva with the charity, with her dog.
She made it about her.
Yeah, she made it about herself.
I think more than that, she did what she did to Luann at the party, right?
And regarding the baby.
I don't think regarding the baby.
But keeping the man and...
No. When she was saying that she wanted to make sure that Jacques was sincere, and she didn't want Luann to have happened
to her. The same experience.
Yeah. And you said beer tears. And I'm telling you, I think Sonia has a drinking problem because she just seems drunk to me. Like, she seemed drunk at those meetings with Heather. Sure. And she just always seems like really
red.
Like glossy red eyes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's
red in the face. Yeah. And that was
too emotional at the drop of a hat.
Way too emotional.
Yeah.
Way too emotional. Yeah. That was an overreaction at that lunch.
I think you're on to something. I wouldn't be surprised if she did because of all the reasons you just said.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, would agree.
She throws in excuses at the drop of a hat when I understand her dog is probably not in the best state and
she's
it's traumatizing.
Drunk.
And yes,
I'm not joking.
Right, right. It's Sonia. You're the one peeing your pants, not your dog. Stop blaming it on the dog. I understand that probably annoys her or upsets her that her dog is going to soon probably be put down. But I do think that she was using it as an excuse, as an out. She knew that in that moment she didn't have to put her dog to sleep. And it was like, no, this is my dog and this is my situation. And it's like, yeah, we get it. We understand. But there's also kids without like arms and legs. We understand that dogs eventually go.
Why wouldn't they show up? Why wouldn't they show up? Really? Was it for those reasons? Ramona's face was red and the dog was sick?
I think it was out of laziness to me.
Well, I think, again, for Sonia, again, I think she has a drinking problem. And people who are drunk or hungover don't need to go to a cycling class. Like, that's the last thing they want to do. So, I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
I think that's a good point. And, you know, and when she said that she has her gay intern sleeping in the bed with her, that was a direct quote she said, you know, mm-hmm. in that argument. I was thinking, well, does her intern have to, like, get her out of bed in the morning? Like, why is her gay intern sleeping with her? I don't get it. And, you know,
very needy.
She's very high maintenance and needy, but in a kind of, pathetic way,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, it's awkward.
So, yeah, something's definitely going on. And Ramona didn't want to go because her face had been injected with Botox the day before and she was all red, which I get, which most people in the city probably understand. So, you know, she gets to get out of jail.
But and to counter that, Aviva had a point. You know, it's like I invited you all to my house. We stayed. I had to deal with you for 5 days.
Yeah.
Come to my charity. It's 1 hour spinning class. Your face is no one's going to care. Does anybody in that class look like they're in their hair and makeup? No, they were there to exercise.
But then again, 5 days in Miami with George does seem like punishment.
That's true.
Yeah. Not a pleasure.
That's
so true.
That's an interesting point. I like where your head's
Maybe
at.
Maybe they're
on
like,
that.
Fuck it. I don't know.
Oh dear.
I don't want to go there. Sorry.
It's advanced.
You know, Heather cursed on this show, this episode, which I liked because it was like, you could tell she was so angry.
Needed.
You know, as far as being fake goes, I think sometimes when that slips out of your mouth, it shows how not.
It's
fake you are. You're being genuine. Yeah. And she was angry. And she didn't care that the camera's in her face. She's going to drop an F-bomb. And it just seemed so... It seemed so authentic to me and so angry. I didn't think she was faking it at the party anyways.
Yeah. Well, she said... She did have a point to Aviva, not to jump backwards, but she said, you didn't invite me to Miami, you know.
Right.
And Aviva did say, well, I only invited two people, but then three ended up going. Aviva's excuse was understandable, but a little bit shaky at the same time. And Heather said in the side interview, again, in the side interviews, everything she says, I really agree with. And she said, you know, Aviva, if you're going to, you know, preach, you have to follow your whatever, you practice what you preach kind of deal. Yeah. But anyway, Aviva finally, I mean, I feel like she's up and down. And she, I was glad she defended herself because it's not fun to watch someone be wishy-washy.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think she was being a little bit wishy-washy at first. You know, guys, you know, I think it would have been really nice if you came. And then Ramona said, hey, if you're mad at me, just tell us you're mad at me, which I like. I like that in a friendship. But with Ramona, you'll have to tell her too often. That's the problem with Ramona in friendship. And so when Aviva spit it out and actually said it, all of a sudden, like, Sonia couldn't take it.
Yeah.
Well, right.
It was like, if you dish it out, you have to be able to take it.
Yeah, Sonia didn't offer
an apology.
Sonia didn't offer, like, hey, just tell me that you're pissed.
Right, she didn't offer that.
Right, so she was not prepared for that.
Right, but she's friends with Ramona. She's got to be ready for that stuff. Like, if it's going to go at Ramona, it's going to go at you, too. And if you guys are so tight and holding hands, like, your energy should pass through each other. And you should
feel safe. What Ramona did, though, was, considering their buddy-buddy friendship, was kind of tacky. If she was going to be writing Aviva a check, which she did, she should have said, this is from Sonia and me.
Yes, and so what was the
that was the least of the problems there. First of all, who presents a check in a crumbled up envelope that looks like you just got paid? It's like a
bill.
Pay stub from your restaurant job.
My employers.
Yeah.
Well, no, but I'm saying like you know, you would just put it in a nice envelope that's, you know, said your name or the charity's name. I don't know. These people probably have access to pretty decent stationery. I'm just saying. It looked like she ripped up her paycheck stub.
Well, she probably did.
I need an envelope. I'll just put it in here.
Yeah. I always hate those second thought gifts. When I've always gone out of my way to be really nice and make sure people enjoy whatever or get something nice. I don't like, you know, Aviva, I'm sure if she were to write the check, it would be a very tasteful thing or done really well or had, you know.
And if she could
make
it,
like she cared.
Had somebody else deliver it there on time.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And she totally, yeah, and then Ramona didn't, even I think Sonia said as much, is Ramona should have maybe mentioned that I'm going to come up with something in the last minute as an appeasement gift. Maybe you should too. So then Sonia looked like the big doofus in the bunch.
But Sonia also said, I can't donate. I have my own charities.
I have my own charities.
It's not like you're in a contract that you can't give anyone else money. Is that is that a thing? She's just, she doesn't have more money.
That she doesn't have money. But she went and got like those $900 injections, which we can talk about at some point. But I mean, for somebody who doesn't have money, she spends a lot of money.
Right. That's why I don't ever know what, like when she said that with the charity thing, I thought, well, maybe she is contractually like saying, I can only set aside this
much charity
money.
Would ever say you're not allowed to give money to
somebody. Right, because that'd be anti-charity.
That'd be anti-charity. But as far as the old envelope that Ramona delivered the check in, some, the reused envelope, I thought everything in our apartment, quite frankly, looked reused. It looked like an old granny's apartment on Park Avenue. What the hell was that apartment?
I don't know what the hell.
It was the ugliest. Have you once you walked in, she was like, oh, it's I've never been to your apartment.
Yeah, exactly.
Because she was probably in just like, this is so ugly. Yeah. I don't know what to say.
Ramona did the same thing to Carol, though. Like, Ramona was judging Carol's apartment, which is this really savvy, modern, cool, hip place. It's like Ramona and just doesn't have the eye.
Ramona also judged Aviva's apartment in Miami.
Oh, yeah. Like, with the pictures on the wall. Am I supposed to sleep under this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, the most fun part of that scene, I really have to say, if you're out there, Carol, you're my favorite. Just because Carol makes it okay for me to watch that show and feel the way I feel. She's like my onboard commentator, especially in that scene. She's like, she basically gave you the play-by-play. She had like the play-by-play. She's like, and I'm sitting there. Here's what's happening. And then I feel the energy. I don't even have to look at Aviva. I feel the energy. And then she goes, and here it comes. And then then they edited it so that Aviva then just blew up at that point. It's fantastic. She's the voice of. She's the voice of normalcy. Now, I understand that maybe to producers on these types of shows, that might be like what you don't want. And just my luck that the one person I like would get like would not work out with the producers. But I actually think she's fundamentally crucial to this cast because to me, she speaks like intelligently, level-headedly. She's involved, but she reminds me that I'm thinking a certain thing and it's okay probably to feel that way.
I think Carol is like that naturally, but I do also think that Carol is the first one that has in mind, I'm a business, I don't want to be perceived in a bad way, I have a project that I'm working on that I want people to take seriously and I want people to see it and respect it, my television, you know, her show.
She's holding her tongue.
So I think she is holding her tongue from fighting more because this for her is definitely an avenue to get people to know her name so they will watch her show. But I think Carol is a level-headed person. She wouldn't be able to say those things if she wasn't. But I think that may be driving her to be really level-headed. I think she is maybe the... Although, you know, you think, and I think, and maybe all of us think that the producers would consider her not as valuable because it's not as entertaining. But if you Google Real Housewives NYC... One of the first thing that, I mean, in my Google bar and a couple that I've used, the first thing that comes up is Carol, not the other ladies' names. Well, so it's Real Housewives NYC, you know, cast, season 5, Carol.
I don't know, because I Bing search, and, I mean, it still comes up Carol, but...
Well, we love Bing.
I mean, if...
We do love Bing.
Bottom line is, if Carol is putting on... I don't know. Maybe I don't want to say putting on an act, but being over professional so that she's not necessarily letting loose. That doesn't necessarily make me lose respect for her because by the same token, Heather's professionalism has garnered her more respect on this show as the episodes go by because she's proved herself to be a savvy businesswoman. Like, it's okay to look like you know what you're doing for me personally. So I don't necessarily, it's not detracted from me that she may not necessarily be letting loose because I don't necessarily, you know, she says what she feels. She just doesn't necessarily turn to people right in their face and go, you're an idiot. Even though maybe Heather, that's what she should say, but she doesn't.
Heather maintains a certain level of respect for herself and everyone else while she argues, whereas Ramona doesn't. And I think if you do brand association, I wouldn't necessarily jump to buy Ramona's wine because I don't really want to necessarily support someone who is kind of a maniac.
Yeah.
But Heather isn't a maniac, and...
Oh, Yeah, she's not a maniac.
Thank you.
Amazing at segues, transitions. You guys, look under your chairs.
What?
What?
What could it
what?
Be?
What?
It's Yummy Tummy
Jeans! Oh my god! Everybody gets Yummy Tummy Jeans!
You get Yummy Tummy, you get Yummy Tummy, and you get Yummy Tummy.
They're not really exactly for my Yummy Tummy, but... My wife gets Yummy Tummy Jeans!
Okay. Heather. Thanks, Heather.
Thank you so much, Heather.
This is fantastic.
Next week, you'll get a nice butt shot of all of us wearing these.
Yeah, it's true.
Except me.
I've got mine on. I just have to say, I have them on right now, and they're amazing, and they totally lift your butt.
I like the wash.
And the wash is comfortable.
Heather did not buy our love and affection.
And the attitude is giggly. I like the attitude.
The attitude.
It's giggly.
We have a cut, leg, wash, and attitude.
Oh, yeah.
I like the giggly attitude. I like that a lot. Thank you so much, Heather.
Good transition from what you were saying.
Nice.
You can't get sad in these jeans. But you're right. I mean, when you wouldn't feel shame to wear the jeans because you think, well, this is a pretty level-headed person.
Right.
If I showed up at a party with a bottle of Ramona Pinot Grigio, I would feel like a classless loser. And... Probably
Stacey,
never
tell me how you really feel.
Again.
Don't hold back, Molly. Don't hold back.
She did just tell you how she really felt.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. So, I never get it when people do that. But
And also, can you imagine bringing a bottle of Ramona Pinot Grigio to like a dinner party? Wouldn't you be so embarrassed?
It'd be a good gag gift.
Right. It'd be the gift that everyone passes
like the
away.
White elephant.
It would be the white elephant gift that was like, no, I'll definitely take what you've got. You take this one.
I'll take the lizard.
Whereas, you know, Heather has a legitimate
It comes
business.
With a bottle of aspirin, but not even just for drinking the wine. It's just because you're thinking of Ramona.
Yeah.
Like, that's how.
That's good.
We're ripping on Ramona. But she hasn't done anything to garner any sort of, like, compliments yet this season. And I, again, said season or episode one for us, episode two, episode three, I've said I'm Team Ramona. And then I started saying it quieter and quieter. And now I'm kind of just not saying it
at all.
Well,
you know, last season Ramona did things like try to get Bethany and Jill back together. I mean, she was being normal and doing good things and being a decent person. And she just seems... like, I'm crazy, you know, just can't handle her.
Yeah, I mean, my theory is that I think up against Kelly Bensimone, Ramona looked normal. And now that we don't have the barometer of Kelly Bensimone anymore, Ramona looks crazy because our barometer is much higher, I think, for what sane looks like. Or I don't know if that made sense.
I got it.
So then, okay, we have the new legs for this child.
Yes.
Jake,
who has never been able to run in his life. And that made me really respect Aviva, not because necessarily we've heard about her charity, but because she's really not pushing any sort of business.
Yeah.
It is she's pushing to help kids with legs or kids without legs, and you know that it really hits her at home, and I don't really know how to be comfortable. I'm like a dude talking about my feelings right now. But that scene was just so hard to watch. Something that we take for granted every single day and choose not to do it. Like, I choose not to run because I don't like to run.
Yeah.
But it's like this kid doesn't have a choice, and all of a sudden you just start to value things a lot more.
Yeah.
And you see the attitude in the child's eyes. I mean, you'd think someone in that poor kid's position would be, you know, depressive or possibly morose or something like that, but That kid was just as young and full of life as, I mean, any child. As soon as he saw the it's like he got a Tonka truck.
I loved the sense of humor that he and his family had about it, because when they said kick your legs, he literally like kicked his legs, and his sisters were laughing.
Right.
Yeah.
And he was laughing, and it was like this really just positive energy of like, you know, we know it's been hard, but we're not going to take anything too seriously. And it was awesome.
I loved how, I mean, he was so happy and genuinely surprised, like, these are for me, you know. I cried that whole scene. And that's it. I don't want to start crying again.
Right.
Oh, I mean, these women, all of these women, you know, and their charity work, charities are amazing things, and to be able to give back like that, whatever your charity is phenomenal. Sometimes it's nice that they threw this in there for me personally, just to remind us that it's not always about who's fighting who on an episode. And that sometimes, you know, these people are doing these types of things to be able to gain exposure for things that are much bigger and much more important than whose party did you get invited to and whose Pinot, you know, whose wine am I tasting? Mm-hmm. You know, this is ultimately for, you know, in this case, these children who are not as privileged and not as lucky as other people or whatever the case may be, whatever the charity is. So it was really nice to kind of broaden your scope for 1 minute and realize this was bigger than just Real Housewives of New York, that it was for kids and it was for something else.
Yeah, and what I like is that it seems genuine. It's not forced down your throat.
Right.
Like, I feel like on certain shows, if they involve a charity, it's like, and here's our charity moment, and everyone's supposed to be like, ah. And yeah, this just happened naturally because we're 12 episodes in and we really haven't gotten to see this yet. So it's not like this, it's being pushed as this disingenuous thing. Mm-hmm. It's a really genuine moment. So I'm glad we saw it. And maybe we'll see more. I know that One Step Ahead is always like working to do things. So perhaps we would love to work out a charity event or something.
That'd be fun.
For Aviva.
Yeah, we would love to do that, Aviva.
Possibly.
You know, and the other thing about that scene that cracked me up that, or not like the other thing about the scene that cracked me up, because the scene didn't crack me up, but that when Carol was there with Aviva, I just feel like there's third wheel Carol again. Like, she's always like the third
she's
or the fifth
present.
Or the ninth wheel. Yeah.
She's and the shadow.
She is. And
it's like, what evil lurks in the hearts of men? Carol knows.
She just like shows up with her Starbucks forever. Like, oh, and I'm here
and her
too.
Awesome headsets. She's always like ready to DJ any party. She's like, I'm ready to go.
Well, she's a journalist. She's used to just sort of being there
observing. Right.
Yeah. And she did say she had the story on prosthetic limbs in Cambodia.
When she worked for ABC News.
She worked for ABC News.
Yeah, of course, which she has to bring up in her situation.
When I worked for ABC News. Did I tell you guys I worked for ABC News? But then, you know, she did support Aviva. She supported Aviva regardless of if there would be cameras there or not, unlike maybe perhaps other members of the show. But now on to the juicy good stuff. The ladies are going to be taking all of their legs and going down to St. Bart's. And I think it's going to be scary, but we've seen them getting ready.
Yeah, we've been seeing them get this episode was a lot of prep.
Yeah,
right.
From the injections to the bikini shopping to dress and jewelry shopping.
Number one point is, I have to say, Ramona, I can't believe how little cellulite she has.
Yeah, she looks amazing.
She looks amazing.
She didn't work out that much either, though. How does she keep the smoothness on those thighs?
She plays a lot of tennis.
Does she?
She plays a lot of tennis, yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
But I feel like you have to do weights to get rid of the cellulite. Anyway, I was super impressed by her bod because in the previews last week, I thought, who is this lady on the table? She looks great.
Yeah.
I didn't want to admit it.
Yeah.
And did she get anything in her face or did Sonia just get the stuff?
Well, she must have because off camera, because when she said to Aviva, my face was all
right.
Red. So she must have gotten some Botox in. And plus her eyebrows are like up to her hairline. So
yeah.
She's clearly had something done.
Yeah. That wouldn't be hard for Teresa from New Jersey Housewives.
No.
Yeah,
because her hairline's
really
right here.
Yeah. So we see Sonia's.
I feel like I should mention something. As critical as we are of these women's looks, one of our fans, Jason, told me, Molly, wear less lipstick tonight. You look better without it. So I'm trying less lipstick tonight.
Nice.
So I'm like, that's okay. I can take it. I can be critical and take the critique. I get it.
Jason, thank you. I haven't been able to look at her with this lipstick on for 13 episodes or 12.
11.
11, whatever. No, we're 12. This is 11, though.
I'm wearing less.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. But Sonia had pretty nice abs. I don't know what she was worried about.
Sonia had the good abs, and we're going to touch upon their looks right now because this is what the scene was about.
She's 50 years old. She
if we
nice
can't
abs.
Talk about it on Real Housewives, when can we? Sonia showed her stomach and was getting Botox in her stomach, mm-hmm. correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Her stomach looked really good when she pulled it up, but when she let it go, was that from having a baby?
No.
What was that from?
She's had a tummy tuck, and I've heard that, like, once you have, like, one tummy tuck, it keeps just sort of showing up in different places.
The fat grows around the areas.
Right, and so you have to kind of keep having...
There's, like, maintenance involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, because you won't get fat there, but you'll get it, like, here or here or here.
Yeah. Way to realize I'll never want a tummy tuck.
I'll never use my stomach as a tummy tuck example again, but I did it here for you on AfterBuzz. Never again. But,
I don't know if I'd say she had rocking good abs.
Yeah. I think she did.
I mean, like, she looks when she looks the skin. She looks good for a woman her age, but I don't like when she pulls out, I'm like, oh, nice ab work.
For
I
the amount of period she gets, she should have better abs.
The amount of period.
Like, younger. Her stomach didn't look the age of her period.
I bet you Luann has an amazing body. I don't know why she was being so shy about it.
Luann? Yeah. I don't know either. But
because I bet she has an amazing body.
She says she will be in a bikini in St. Bart's.
Well, I feel like she's too classy.
Yeah, she's classy, Luann.
So she doesn't want to be. Well, she wasn't too classy for that line, though.
Yeah. Well, all the things that she tried were dresses, and then Ramona was trying, like...
But I have a speculation. What if Luann is pregnant and didn't want to show off her stomach?
We'd know by now. I've seen interviews with her currently, and she's not pregnant.
Yeah, you're right. Duh.
Yeah.
And all of those dresses that she tried on were very matronly.
They were matronly because I think the store looked a little bit outdated. But imagine the confidence it takes to buy a bathing suit without trying it on, though. Yeah. Luann didn't. No, this will be fine. Really?
Yeah.
I would have to know exactly what it would look like.
And then how about the jewelry shopping? Because then Carol and Aviva went jewelry shopping for St. Bart's, and then they had that conversation where, you know, Aviva said, look, Carol, I have panic disorders. Like, and then Carol made that comment about how she also gets scared.
She's not a big fan of small planes either.
Yeah, and I don't know. That brought a little bit of sadness to me. I don't know about you guys if you've read her book, What Remains. But I read the first chapter on the Kindle because you can download the first chapter. And it's really sad. I mean, when you think about what she's gone through, losing her husband and her best friends within weeks, it's actually surprising to me that she rides on planes. I don't know if I would after what she's experienced.
Yeah.
But I found that to be a really kind of heartfelt moment where you got to see their vulnerabilities, both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Carol, I think, has such a no-nonsense kind of personality that I think she knows, like, listen, this did happen, but it can't happen again. Didn't she say to Aviva, if you did lose your leg, doesn't this, like, lessen
your probability that something like this would happen, some tragedy would happen like that again.
Right, like, if you already got it once, you can't get it again kind of thing. Like, if you already get struck by lightning, you can't get struck by lightning twice.
Yeah, but that's not true.
It's not true, but it seems to kind of make sense, and I think Carol just thinks, you know what, she seems like the type that life's short, I want to have fun, I'm just going to do what I have to do to have fun.
Yeah.
Which is cool. But mind you, these ladies are all getting ready and putting a lot of effort into going to an island so they can fight with other women.
That's five miles long.
Yeah.
Just so they could
impress Russ.
Impress Russ and open the gates of the seventh circle of hell, I think, is what it looks like it's going to happen.
Yeah. I'm excited because I thought this episode was a little boring.
Yeah. I'm kind of. I got the popcorn ready. I got my boxing gloves out of the closet. It's go time.
Put those back in the closet.
Sorry, I'll put them back in the closet.
Put yourself back in the closet.
Put myself back.
Oh dear.
I'm just kidding. So I don't know. I'm excited to see you next week. But does anyone have anything else to say before we get into?
I'll make one final comment in the short scene we saw where Ramona got into the taxi cab.
Oh, I was going to bring
that up. Gosh, you brought that up. That's exactly what I was going to go.
How I wanted rude. The cab driver to let her have it.
I wanted, kick her out.
He should have kicked her out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a controlling
Does bitch. Ramona really enjoy being, I'm going to go ahead and say it, that kind of a bitch to the help in every way, shape, and form. It is so uncomfortingly bothersome.
That's part of why she's lost me. Because that scene, the way she treated the person asking for
are you kidding
for
me? What are you? Exactly. Oh my God. Exactly. Oh, what do we know about street addresses? And don't you think you should have written it down? And
it's like, Ramona, listen.
Are you kidding me?
He's a cab driver for a reason. He's okay with mediocrity. Let him be okay with it. Like, he doesn't have to follow your life plan that got you where you are. You are you. He is he. He's got a car. He's getting people around. He clearly got to you to pick you up. Let the person function the way they want to. You're not a queen. You're not. You're not a princess.
Did you hear that comment she made, though, when she got in the cab? She said, I usually have somebody shutting my door.
Yeah. She's lost. I hope she's lost every regular woman in America.
I wonder.
Because you can't behave like that.
How she treats the crew.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Maybe good, because they give her so much stage time.
I don't know. But
the crew? I mean, I doubt it. But
has she treated any service person remotely decently this entire season.
No. Well, I think
not that I can remember.
I think the scrolling credits is really just like a memorial for people who've killed themselves during the shooting of the show.
Or like they should all write formerly of the crew, because I'm sure if people do one episode and they quit then on the same episode. Every week it's a new crew.
I think I know somebody that worked on it. I'm going to find out and maybe we could get her on and see what she has to say. I'm dying now to know how Ramona treats the crew. Yeah. Like, dying.
Horrible. I'm sure she has to treat them horribly.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's get into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, I'm so excited to talk about this because we had been chatting about it earlier regarding Aviva and her motivation in defending Ramona. And there's some speculation that Aviva was kind of pushed a little bit by the producers to support Ramona. Because during last night's episode, Aviva tweeted, I wanted to defend She tweeted, I want to defend Heather while that scene played. She wrote, we are encouraged to pick a side and stay with it. And I had already picked Ramona's.
Yeah, so I saw that too, actually, now that I think of it.
She like screamed at Heather, you're indefensible. It was,
right.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah. I thought that Heather didn't defend herself enough when Aviva said that. She kind of like almost agreed, I am indefensible in a sense.
I think Heather was just tired at that point. I mean, that argument was emotionally exhaustive.
Yes.
Because, you know, they just go on to say Heather and Aviva have since made up. And Aviva also tweeted, see, Heather survived that little spat. And Heather tweeted back very aptly, true dat.
You go, girl.
You go, girl. So I think Aviva was, I definitely agree that Aviva was kind of pushed, in a sense, to pick a side. Because I think Aviva now really, truly does not like Ramona, as she mentioned when we spoke with her.
God, who can at this point, honestly?
Nobody.
Yeah. Nobody.
That was that it?
Don't try to minimize it. It was awesome.
I have
it
was one little thing that was going on.
I was waiting for more.
So something that was...
Molly's got some gossip.
Yes.
Yeah, I've got... Well, not like gossip, but some little Twitter action that was going on today. So basically, Carol has put out a tweet out there to the Twitter universe today saying, hey guys, I know you love my blog. I was thinking of adding new material to the blog and publishing it online for $3.99. Would you buy it? Tweet hashtag yes Carol or hashtag no Carol. So I responded hashtag no Carol. Because the thing is, I feel like we've already read it and none of the other women are profiting off their blogs. So I don't think Carol should. And plus, Carol, you're worth $50 million. Like, really, do you need $3 off each fan?
She needs pizza money.
Right. Yeah, I mean, come on. So I tweeted hashtag no Carol and she tweeted back, what? And then I said hashtag maybe Carol. Because then I'm like, well, I don't want to deprive the fans of getting their blogs for $3 if they really want them. But I feel like we've already hashed it out. We've read everything you have to say. Like, what more could you add? Why don't you write a new book about something else?
And don't be an opportunist. You have enough going on.
Yeah.
You have enough.
Yeah. She's got enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got enough. I think it just looks a little greedy, Carol.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yes, it does.
Agreed. Get it?
Good one.
Agreed.
I don't get it.
Looks greedy.
Greedy.
Oh, pun.
Oh, my God.
Pun intended.
Ba-dum.
So let's get into our special segment, What She Should Have Said.
Yes.
And I forget we don't have special music for it, but
I was just thinking like, ba-ba-da-da. Yes, that.
That's what it is.
Do-do-do.
All right, we're official.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Anna, you said you had a couple?
I do.
Okay.
So this is from Sonia. And she said, it's humiliating to a very proud dog to be wearing diapers. And
it's awesome that we feel the need to continue with comments.
And
yes.
What she should have said, I don't know that I have what she should have said for this, but Molly, can you take this one? You're
okay,
so good with
sure.
these.
Sure, I'll do a couple. I have like two or three.
Oh, no, I just want you to do the what she should have said for that one.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant, Molly, can you go?
No.
She said it. Something about a proud dog has embarrassing.
It's humiliating for a very proud dog to be wearing diapers.
And it's even more humiliating to be his owner.
I don't know. Nice. Yeah, well done. Excellent. Yeah, done. I like it. Okay. I like
we
it.
Rely on Molly.
Yes.
I don't like my other one. So, yeah, you can go for
wow,
me, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. So, while Ramona was getting butt injections, she said about the formula, does it smell? I have a sensitive nose. What she should have said was, does it smell? Does it smell? I have a sensitive nose. That's why I'm in the wine business.
That's good.
And then Sonia kept saying, it wasn't about me. It was about Milo. And what she should have said was, it was about me. It was about me. And then lastly, Carol said, when Aviva said, excuses are like assholes, everybody has them. Carol said, it's funny, I've never toasted to assholes before. And what she should have said was, I've never toasted to assholes before, but boy, have I sure toasted with them.
Yeah, oh, boom, like shakalaka.
Boom,
very deep.
That's it.
Sonia, when she was talking about her dog, said, my dog comes first. But what she should have said was, my dog comes second. I come first.
Gross.
That's
gross.
So bad.
That's nice.
So
that was good.
Gross.
I like that.
It's really funny.
This one's really wrong.
Carol
said.
This one is.
There's so many wrong that I just never read. Phil's like, stop, don't do it. Ramona said, it's like a double-edged sword. I don't want to take care of Aviva if she comes. And it's like, no, it's a single-edged sword. I'm not going to even.
I just start shaking my head like, oh, this is going south quick.
Hey, yeah. I'm like dying to know what it was.
Me too.
Yeah, never mind. And, never mind.
Wow.
There was so much leg talk.
Yeah.
I'm not comfortable now making jokes about things that people are sensitive about. Or making analogies. So I'm going to leave out the leg stuff tonight. Maybe next week.
Okay.
I'm not doing it tonight. I don't want to have the anxiety.
Am I doing two real quick? I got, obviously, the one that I'm sure everyone caught is when Luann said, listen, for me, shopping for bikinis is like masturbating. It's the kind of thing you want to do on your own. What you should have said is, listen, for me, shopping for bikinis is sensitive. I don't like doing it with other people, and I will not be speaking about my masturbating techniques in public at all for anyone to hear.
Countesses don't masturbate.
She should have said, countesses don't masturbate, and we don't buy bikinis with other people. That's what she should have said. And then Sonia had that one also during that whole injection scenario.
I have one after you on that.
Awesome. She goes, I'm very sensitive, and I have to tell you, the numbing cream on my belly, my brain feels numb. Short, dramatic pause. Does that happen?
Which is awesome.
What she should have said is, does that happen? She should have said, that happens because actually my brain isn't numb. There's just nothing in it.
That's good.
Yeah.
How can something feel?
How can something be numb when there's nothing inside? Like, it's not there so much as the brain and the tummy and the, I don't know what. Whew, yeah. Sonia.
All right. Well, lastly,
now,
we're into predictions.
After Buzz TV predictions.
Molly, why don't you start us off?
I predict that Aviva will never be getting a dog.
Yeah, fair enough.
She's not a dog person.
Oh. She's not a dog person.
That's good.
Clearly.
I predict that Luann will not be getting a baby because she cheats on Jock or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What if she gets preggers by him?
A Johnny Depp 2.
Yeah.
Or 3.
Oh.
Actually,
I guess that's my what if.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my prediction. I was predicting that Johnny Depp will reprise his role as Captain Jack Sparrow in upcoming episodes of Real Housewives of New York. Who is that guy?
I predict he'll be on Hollywood Boulevard.
Who is that guy? Honestly, I half expected him to turn at one point and then just have a quick clip where he's like, Ari!
He was good looking, though. That's the problem. If you're a Johnny Depp lookalike, you're pathetic, but you're also handsome.
Yeah.
Okay, lastly, before we bid you adieu, I do want to do one more... what she should have said.
Oh, okay.
When Ramona was getting those injections in her butt and she was saying that they were going to say she was orgasming, Sonia said, you're making me horny. But what she should have said is, you're grossing me out.
Nice.
It's like gross.
Nice.
But anyway, guys, thanks so much for listening. You can, of course, find us here next week, but follow me on Twitter at Kristen Carney. That's KristenCarney. And where can we follow you, Yerman, again?
You can all follow me on Twitter at Yerman Gur, YERMANGUR.
Ladies?
And you can follow me on Twitter at Molly Comedy. That's Molly with a Y.
Follow me at Cobble for Mayor, KOPPELFORMAYOR.
And that's been our show for this evening, ladies and gentlemen. We will see you next week.
Oh.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Heather.
Thank you.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.